Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
Selling your car to Carvana is as easy as...
As easy as pie?
Sure. All you have to do is enter your license plate or VIN.
As easy as a stroll in the park.
Okay, then just answer a few questions and you'll get a real offer in seconds.
As easy as singing!
Why not? Schedule a pickup or drop-off and Carvana will pay you that amount right on the spot.
As easy as playing guitar.
Actually, I find that kind of difficult. But selling your car to Carvana is as easy as...
Can be.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to get an instant offer today.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Broadcasting all over North America. Hundreds of CBS Sports Radio affiliates. We got people tuned in on the free Odyssey app, SiriusXM channel 158, and everybody listening on a smart speaker. I'm joining you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host Dave Shepard, he's holding it down for us in New York City. It's Wednesday night, rolling into Thursday morning. And I gave you a new top six list. I know people are skipping over Thanksgiving, going straight from Halloween to Christmas. I told you what I'm thankful for. And at number one, it was you. Yeah, sorry to be so sentimental. Also tonight, Draymond Green suspended 5 games for putting Rudy Gobert in the goozle. Not that type of goozle, a chokehold. Sleeper hold, Roddy Piper style. Deshaun Watson out for the season. Broken bone in his shoulder. Oh, and then we did have some basketball tonight. Tonight, I went to the Knicks game and the Hawks before I jumped into the studio here. The Los Angeles Lakers, actually, a few minutes ago, they just lost to the Sacramento Kings. The final score there, 125-110. The Lakers fall to 500 at 6-6. And then some other games of note, the Wizards get smacked by the Mavs 130-117. This was a nationally televised game. The Celtics beat the Sixers 117-107. The Boston Celtics now have a record of 9-2. Philadelphia has a record of 8-3. And of course, Jason Tatum went out there and said, "Hey, follow me." 29 points, 8 rebounds, 6 assists, 4 three-pointers. Jason Tatum is just a different type of human being. He's a different dude. Wow. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. A matter of fact, Jason Tatum, he said, "Yeah, man, even with having a shortened lineup right now, we still went to work. There was no Porzingis."
You don't make excuses. You just find ways to try to win. And I think how tough we are as a team, how hard we play, we're going to give ourselves a chance to win every night, regardless of who's in or who's out.
Yeah, no Porzingis, his knees busted up, no Jaylen Brown, he was sick. Boston Celtics, tell me they aren't the best team in the East right now. Might be the best damn team in the league. 855-212-4CBS. Demi is calling from Milwaukee. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Demi?
How you doing, Julian?
I'm great. Well, that's a rarity. What's going on with you?
No, I used to live in the Bay Area, and I'm a really 49ers fan, faithful, you know. And over the years, you know, when they have Steve Young, Joe Montana, Kaepernick, I am thankful that finally they have a guy, and that is Brock Purdy. He's humble, he's efficient, and a lot of people still criticize him because he had not really that come from behind guy yet, but they don't have that opportunity to come from behind Well, they did the last three games. But there's going to be a time, I believe, they'll get behind, and he's going to come too. And I'm thankful for that. A team that is all together and one focus.
All right. And, you're thankful for Brock Purdy. You don't sound – why do you sound so you sound so blah about it. I would think if you're thankful, you'd be a little bit more enthusiastic.
No, no. I mean, it's just that my phone is kind of messy right now.
What does that mean? Your phone is messy. What's in your phone?
The phone is, you know, it's like an older phone.
Oh, okay.
And, you know.
All right.
And, you know, I'm kind of nervous in calling the radio. You know, I don't know. I have turned up the radio stage.
Oh, what are you what are you nervous about? We're just two human beings talking. What's the big deal?
No, no. I mean, like the echo. Sometimes when you call the radio,
you sound fine. You just sound like you.
I'm a fan, and good job, man. I love listening to your comments.
Well, thank you, Danny.
Thank you.
You have a good night, okay?
Thank you. Okay.
Right, no doubt. He's like, I'm nervous. For what? You're not fighting space aliens right now, are we? Nothing going on. Mark is calling from Cleveland. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Mark?
No, you're talking to Mike from Cleveland. How you doing, JR?
Oh, Mark, Mike, my apologies. Go ahead.
Mike, you and Shepherd Professionalism may have to help me with this phone call. You know, I served overseas over 40-something years ago in Beirut, and we had Armed Forces Radio to get us through the day. And you did your top six list. And I want to put you on my list because you are close to Armed Force Radio. You and Shepherd, because that's all we had to get us through normalcy.
Yeah.
And I've been calling you up over the year. You even let me talk about George Clinton, Pondering Funkadelic. You know, because a lot of us suffer from
PTSD. Yeah.
And between you and George Clinton, Funkadelic, I'm so proud that you let me come on the air, and that's what keeps me going. Because Armed Force Radio, of all the atrocities I saw back then, and I'm just so proud of you and Shepard. I know you guys are younger than me. You treat everybody so normal, and it made it worth me serving to come back home to have people like you and Shepard. It would hurt me if y'all didn't answer the other end of this phone. And I'm so proud of you and Dave, and I'm putting you on the top six, the top five, the top one, for being who you are and understanding everybody, the truck drivers, the first responders, the women, the children. You guys are great. And like I said, you up at Armed Force Radio that we listened to that got us through today.
Yeah.
And I thank you.
No, thank you, Mike. Thank you for your time and your service, and I appreciate you tuning in and calling up, okay?
Thank you, sir. Enjoy
right,
your
no
day
doubt.
Off.
You too. Well, thank you, Mike. Okay. It'll come soon. My day off, it ain't coming this week. It'll come next week. I'll take a few days off. No, I get it. I really do. I know. Listen, I ain't no truck driver, but I used to drive at night. All over the damn place. I know what it feels like to listen to the radio at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 a.m. in the morning and go, wow, is a person on the other side in the studio trying to put me to sleep? Like, I know what that feels like. I can be empathetic about it. I know what it feels like to wake up and do radio on a morning show. I know what it feels like to go overseas. I know people in the service. I know people in hospitals. I know people who are holding it down. I know people who are incarcerated. And so I try to think about how can I cast the widest net. So whether you're closing down a bar, working at a hospital, whether you are going to send me an email via Coors Link, I think about all of that when I'm putting a show together. How can I do something that's entertaining, that people care about, that they can listen to, that they can agree, that they can disagree, that they can think, so they don't just go, well, this crap is boring. Because I know there's enough boring crap on the radio. I know that. I try not to be boring crap. I know there's somebody in the back of an Uber right now listening as the Uber driver plays this, and they go, hey, that guy in the radio is interesting. Yeah, I am. I think so. I think about all that. I don't just sit down and go, well, what can I argue about? How can I give a hot take? How can I say something controversial? Man, I'm just being me. Same dude if you saw me out in the street. 855-212-4CBS. Dom is calling from San Diego. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Dom?
How you doing, JR?
Excellent. What's up?
Yeah, just want to talk about the late, great Peter Seidler, who passed away on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Probably the person I'm most grateful for in sports. He gave me all I ever wanted in life, which was a competitive sports team in my city and someone who cared about winning. And beyond that, he put thousands and thousands into cancer research. Yeah. And there's stories going around that he'd walk around the streets of San Diego at 1, 2 in the morning, helping out the homeless people, buying them food, sitting there talking to them, asking them how they got in that situation. Just overall, a great human being. And the whole city is mourning right now, and we all feel like we lost a family member, and he's going to be sorely missed, man.
Well, thank you for sharing that, Dom. Appreciate you for calling from San Diego.
Yeah, bro, you have a good night.
You as well. Outside of what he did for the team and what he did for the city, I hope, and this is a hard hope, and this we had this conversation with Bob Whitsitt earlier. It's tough. It's a business from the sports side of things. And I would love to see the Padres, and I know they had a rough year last season. I'd love to see him bounce back. I mean, he threw a lot of money and greenlit a lot of spending for that team. And I just hope that they don't just crater out. 855-212-4CBS. I told you, I gave you a top six list of what I'm thankful for here in 2023. Let's go to Alan in Toronto. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Yeah, I'm also grateful to be on the line with you, and I listen to just about every night, and I'm grateful for you too. I'm going with Alex Ovechkin now. As LeBron James is a freak of nature, Alex Ovechkin is a freak of nature too. 38 years old and shows no signs of slowing up yet, and he's only 68 goals shy of Wayne Gretzky's mark. And I have on my calendar different dates that he's going to be playing within my field goal range, like February 17th, he's in Montreal, and March the 29th, he's in Toronto, April 2nd in Buffalo, and I'm going to be going to all these games because I'm looking for history, and he's going to be approaching that too. And he's a 5'2 player, blazing speed, superhuman strength, and beeline accuracy in his booming slap shot too. I know,
and he's missing the
tooth. I know this is not a politician. Station.
And he's,
you know,
he's missing a tooth, Alan.
This is strictly sports brief, and keep politics out of it, but I am rooting for him. Yes.
Alan. I have a question, Alan.
Sure.
When you start talking, do you mute me, or do you not hear me, or what happens when you talk?
Yeah, I talk, and I try to get as many points in because I'm interested in hearing what you have to say. That's why I'm trying to get as many points in as possible. That's the way I am. So.
No, I understand that. I'm just asking, like, when I'm trying to pause you for a second, do you hear me asking you to stop for a minute? And like, I'm just asking.
Yes, I hear you, and then I try.
Oh, you do hear me. So
I try to put the brakes on, but sometimes I can't, though. You know, it's.
You can't. You hear me. On. You hear me asking you to stop, and you just want to keep going.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I.
Well, can I inform you of something, Alan?
Sure. Go right ahead.
Here on the radio, my voice carries over yours, and
sure.
So when I'm asking you to stop and pause. I got to be honest, and this is, how long have you been calling me now? For 4 years, right?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
You've been calling me for 4 years. When I ask you to pause for a minute and I'm saying, Alan, stop, and you're talking, no one knows what the hell you're saying. You're wasting your breath.
Okay.
Okay, I so just I hate the break. I feel like I broke your heart, but I'm just saying, just pause, take a breath, and then we can keep going. I don't want you to waste your breath. I want things to be organized and not sound like chaos.
Okay, when you say Alan, Alan, okay, but, you know, you're trying to interrupt me, and I'm just trying to go on.
I am, and there's a reason for it.
Because you have to respond, and you're not getting a chance to respond. Is that the reason?
No, because you go on. I want you to speak, but it's my job as the producer here with Shep. I'm the one who has to organize it while I speak. I want to make sure that what you're saying has and gets to a point instead of going on. Because if I never said anything, there are times where I haven't, and you say so much, and we have to get to the point.
Okay, we've gotten to the point, and then just interested in hearing what you have to say, that's all.
Oh, well, thank you. Sometimes you got to allow me to do so.
Okay,
it's all right. Well, enjoy great. Alex, thanks. Okay? When are you coming back to America?
Yeah, well, I'm going to look at my schedule. I'm going to be going there sometime in April. I mean, sometime in March. From March to April, I'll be away.
You're not coming back to America until April?
March, between March and April, I'm going to be coming back. So,
what are you coming back here for?
Going to be in Florida for vacation.
I like
going for spring training downtown.
Well, I thought you were going to say Florida. You were going for spring break. I thought you may be that may be out of your range.
No. I go to different places. I go to Pittsburgh. I go to Buffalo. I go to Rochester. I go to different places.
Okay. Well, I mean, you passed by Atlanta. Didn't want to say anything to me. You want to talk to me on the radio, but screw me in person. Fine. Okay.
Yeah, I'll be down there, and I'll look you up.
Yeah, sure you will. No, you won't. Hey, Alan, I appreciate you.
Very eager to meet you one day.
Yeah, one day. Hopefully before, never mind. Alan, I appreciate you. Talk to you later, okay?
Sure, talk to you later. Thanks a lot for taking my call. So I was grateful to be on the line with you. Thank you.
Absolutely. No problem. Piece of cake. I can't, but Shep, how come I can have a normal conversation with him there, but then any other time I can't have a normal conversation?
Because when he sees, when he talks sports, he sees blood. Everything else, he's normal.
It's like, Alan, slow down, wait, he can't, it's impossible.
Right, he's like a kid in a candy store when you're talking sports, so he salivates over it, and he just goes and 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 goes.
We can have a normal conversation about anything else.
Yes, I agree.
When he starts talking about Alex Ovechkin, I'm like, okay, wait, stop, pause for a minute, and he won't.
By the way, Connor McDavid not having a great season. Speaking of hockey, this is probably one of the only times we'll ever talk hockey, but he has not been great this year.
Yeah, well, that's the young guy. I'm not worried about him.
Gotcha. Well, the really young guy is this kid Connor Bedard. Have you watched him at all?
No.
Okay. He's the next. You know, he's the next guy. You know that, obviously.
The next guy.
He's the next guy. Yeah. Like, yeah. And I mean, like, in terms of the face of the sport. Yes.
Well, who's the current face of the sport? Can't be Sidney Crosby, or it got to be.
Although Crosby's having a really good year, considering his age. He had like a hat trick. I think he had a 16th hat trick on Sunday, I believe, or Monday. But the guy who is the face right now is Connor McDavid.
You think so?
Yeah. No, absolutely. He not this season, but the last 5 years, he's been the best player by far in the NHL. Yes. Pastrnak, apologies to him, but
if he got on the 2 train. He could go from 42nd Street to, I don't know, Barclays.
A couple people would recognize him. A couple people would recognize him. Yeah.
Two out of 100.
Yeah. Yeah. I think 2 out of 100 would recognize Connor McDavid.
Did you see the video one day where Jay-Z rode the train to his own concert?
I'm guessing more than 2 people out of 100 recognized him.
The lady who sat next to him had no idea she knew who he was after he told her.
Gotcha. Well, that was also, didn't that like Floyd Mayweather thing go viral because he was in like a barbershop and he's sitting next to this woman and she's like, you never box. He's like, and that famous Google me, you
Mayweather?
Know, cocaine. Yeah, yeah.
He never had hair until he retired. I mean, well, early and then late.
Right,
but
right.
No, I didn't see that one.
Well, there's always going to be an older person. It's not against them. They just have other interests. Like,
I don't know everything and everybody.
Exactly.
I mean,
it's crazy to think about this, but I would say 50% of the country probably wouldn't know who the head coach of the LA Lakers is. I would say 50% of the country would not know who he is.
What, sports fans?
No, just 50% of America would have no idea who Darvin Ham is.
I would say more than 50% of America wouldn't know.
Okay. I would say 50% of America doesn't know who Mike Malone is, or Michael Malone, whatever he wants to call himself these days.
More than that.
Okay. Yeah, but
more than that.
All right, so let's pick a sport that dominates a weekday of our country, the NFL. I would say 50% of people in this country, maybe outside of Patrick Mahomes, could not name you another quarterback in the NFL.
Oh, yeah, sure.
It's crazy.
Not everybody a lot of people like football, but sure, yeah.
Well, basketball is a lot more watched around the world.
What are you talking about? You talking about America, now you talking about the world?
What I'm saying is, but basketball, they're on camera. You don't have to worry about seeing them through masks and visors and...
Shep, you need to lose your voice again, man.
Oh, really?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Well, I thought I was making an astute point about basketball players being a lot more recognizable than football players.
They are.
That's all I'm saying.
Okay, but what does that have to do with international? We're talking about America.
Here's my point. Because America is the hub of everything international. Like, so many people come to America from other countries. So America's not just what we are domestically and what we are as inhabitants. It's America's the biggest worldwide country in terms of international travel in the world, JR.
Not
to confuse you. You get what I'm saying.
Yeah, but some of the most famous people on Earth aren't even American. They don't even... Ronaldo is one of the most famous humans on Earth. He ain't got nothing to do with America.
I would agree with that, but I don't think he's that... I would say more people would recognize Bill Belichick in America than they would Ronaldo. Yeah, they would.
I don't know.
Around the world, it'd be 1,000 to 1 in favor of Ronaldo.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, but I mean, if Bill Belichick went into Publix right now, I don't know. We got a lot of international folks in the United States of America.
Right.
I don't know. I think no. And not that he would ever do it. Not that you could do this at all. There would, and I understand why. If Bill Belichick went walking through Times Square at the busiest time, people would kind of just grumble and go, oh, yeah, Belichick, right? If Ronaldo went walking through Times Square, it'd be a mob.
There'd be screams. There'd be screams.
Oh, my God. No, it would be screams.
We know.
It'd be pandemonium.
But he's also a sex symbol. So when you look a certain way, you know, if he, you know, and listen, you have enough liquor in
you
anyway.
Well, let's use an example of somebody ugly then. Go for it. Name somebody. Go for it.
Bill Belichick.
Okay.
I don't think people look at Bill Belichick and say, man, that's a handsome man
sex
I want to look
symbol.
Like. No, he's the...
Why was that blonde lady dating him then? Because he's a sex symbol.
I mean, you know, when you date for love. Love of money. That's what that was.
She didn't love Bill Belichick because he was sexy.
No, she loved Bill Belichick because of the lifestyle that he could help afford.
Nobody's ever called Bill Belichick sexy?
I mean, maybe the wife that married him before he became Bill Belichick.
She thought he was sexy?
And maybe in her own way she did, sure. I can't speak for her.
Everybody's beautiful in their own way, right? Right?
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I mean, but yes. Again, beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
Some people just ugly. Let's get out of that.
I don't know about that one, JR.
Some people are just ugly.
People become more attractive when they have wonderful, kind, generous, altruistic personalities. It's just a fact.
You are a beautiful person for saying that.
I'm just being honest. I appreciate you saying that, but I'm just being honest. People become more attractive when they are kinder and more secure. And when those type of people exist, looks then become, you know, on the back burner.
Even if you look like a foot, that's fine.
Have you seen some of the most beautiful women in the world and what their husbands look like? And by the way, if we really want to get into this, think about this for a second. When you date just really good-looking people,
yeah,
that says something about yourself.
That you're ugly on the inside.
That's kind of where I'm going here.
Okay, that's fine. I'm not going to agree or disagree.
Gotcha.
I'm just going to
not ugly on the inside, but there's a component of you that is only concerned with the physical, And so you don't, what you're implying is you don't want to get to know that person on an emotional level, on a spiritual level, on a psychological level. You don't want to have a serious conversation.
Not necessarily.
All right.
Some people just want to look at something pretty. But as you said, beauty's in the eye of the beholder, right?
So then spend $6.99 as a New Yorker in the Met.
That's how much it costs to get in that place?
That's actually free if you want it to be. If as long as you have a New York ID, you can get in for free for any public
museum. Nobody listening right now wants to go to the New York Metropolitan Museum.
See, you know, I hold your callers and your fans in higher regard than that.
Right.
I think along with sports, they have other areas of their life that they may be experts
good for
in
them.
Or somewhat
but they don't want to go right
in.
Now.
Okay.
The majority of them listening ain't even in New York.
Fair enough.
I haven't been to the Met in years and I ain't going back. How about that?
Fair enough.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Enough of the museum and ugly people talk. And come back and get the more of your calls. And talk about Draymond Green. He's ugly. His personality here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
JR, I gotta say, you are the smartest guy in radio. You are. You know what? If I can give you an SB tonight, you deserve an SB for this top six list.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS is the number. You know, shout outs to everybody in Vegas. I thought about going out there, but then I said, what the hell am I going to do? The F1 opening ceremony was tonight. Yeah, they're going to run them race cars all over damn Vegas. They built the stands and on and on and on. It's going to be a hell of a spectacle. And so if you're out there in Vegas, take some photos and send them to me. 855-212-4CBS. Emily's here from San Diego. What's up, Emily?
Well, what's up is I have to, first of all, thank you very much for giving me enjoyment. You and Shep are a dynamic team together, totally opposites, but that's so wonderful. I drive around for 11 and a half hours a day doing my deliveries, and I can't wait for you guys to come on because you're so funny. You have the patience, the excitement that satisfies all of your listeners.
Well, thank you for listening, Emily. Thanks. What else is going on? What's up?
Well, what I wanted to talk about is Monday Night Football, the Chiefs and the Eagles. It's a match from the Super Bowl. And so I was just wondering your take on what you think, because the Chiefs don't seem to be the Chiefs anymore. They, for some reason, their offense is really offbeat. And do you think it's going to be a pretty even game, or do you think it's going to be something that's going to be a blowout?
No, I don't think it's going to be a blowout. Of course, that can always happen in any NFL game, but I'm expecting them to play a close, competitive game. I would call it a pick'em game. If I had to pick anybody, I'd go with the Chiefs because they're playing at home. But when you take a look at the Chiefs, yeah, Tyreek Hill isn't there. And so if you want to talk about the offense being different, less dynamic, I mean, there's your reason right there. They're spreading the ball out more, but here's the difference. Their defense is not the typical Chiefs defense that we've seen over the past few years. That's just kind of average. Their defense is one of the best in the league, and at least for them, they got time for their offense to try to catch up as they continue on here in the season. They're just spreading the ball out. That's it.
Yeah, right. I just was wondering because the Eagles seem to have it pretty much together, don't you think?
I don't know if I want to go that far. I would look at Jalen Hurts and think about his durability. He's been running around on a bad wheel. And I think as we've seen today, it takes one hit. I mean, Deshaun Watson had a busted up shoulder. We didn't know about it until today. And it wasn't even a busted up shoulder that kept him out of a bunch of games to start the season or earlier this year. So I wouldn't say so. Like, the Eagles look absolutely awesome. Wouldn't surprise me if they're back in the Super Bowl, but I'm not going to go that far to just proclaim them or crown them. Let's see what they can do.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, well, that's all I thought about, and I appreciate your show, and I appreciate listening to you every chance I get.
No problem. Well, you drive safe, okay?
Okay, thank you so much, JR and Shep.
Now, thank you, Emily. Drive safe. Ken is calling from Wisconsin. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hi, this is Ken. Can you hear me?
Yeah. I said you were Ken, and then you said you were Ken, and now we're both here.
Woohoo!
Yeah, woohoo.
First time I ever did this is... Long-time listener, first-time caller. Like
the first time you've done what? Call the radio station?
Yeah.
Oh, well, welcome. It's not all that weird, is it? Is it normal? Feels good?
Yeah, this is great, because I've never
gotten
through. Yeah,
of course it's great. Yeah.
I've never gotten through, and then you are just awesome, and your whole show.
Well, thank you. What's on your mind?
I was wondering what you thought of Jordan Love. I think, he needs a lot of work, because he can't throw the ball down the field. He's got issues with... He isn't very accurate, and he's been there 4 years now, and I don't know.
It's not like he's played, though. I mean, he's had to sit behind Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, but still, he should have been learning all them years, I would think.
I'm sure he was, but there's nothing like real-life experience. Just like this your first time on the radio, you think you're going to be as great of a caller this time as you'll be the third or fourth time?
Heck no.
You're from Wisconsin. You're supposed to be nice. Come on now.
I don't know. I just don't think he's going to make it. But, he could.
I'll tell you this. I'm not feeling one way or the other about him, but I know he ain't going to be no Aaron Rodgers. I think we all know that.
Oh, no. No, there's no way.
Yeah,
I mean, there ain't any Aaron Rodgers in the world. Or Brett Favre. I mean, we just lucked out two times in a row.
Oh, hell yeah. You lucked out for the better part of 20-plus years, Ken.
Yeah. Well,
thank you for calling from Wisconsin, and good luck the rest of the way with him, okay?
Yeah, thank you.
All right, have a good night.
You too. Thank you, bye.
No problem. It's like, it's his first time calling the radio. Good. First time for everything. Keep calling. Keep listening. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Damn, time flies. I feel like I just started the show. I got to leave. Marco Belletti, it's your fault.
I get blamed for everything.
Do you? And around here, too?
Everywhere. Yeah, I just learned to accept it. I just take it and run.
It's your fault the show's almost over. Anyway, I'll be back on the other side of the break. Get to your calls. Talk about this Draymond Green guy. And then roll out.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
No wonder we all love you so much, as you are able to articulate and give words to things we are thinking when we hear some of the nonsense some of these people come up with. Well, that's why we appreciate you, JR, because you give sense to some of this nonsense.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Yep, this is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. We'll get some more of your calls in a second. Congratulations, I got to mention this. Gerrit Cole winning the American League Cy Young. And then you got Blake Snell. He picked up his second Cy Young, representing for the National League, coming out of the Padres. And now he's a free agent. We'll see where he goes. Just wanted to go ahead and shout those two dudes out. And then I also saw tonight that the Phoenix Suns, also back in action Except for, once again, all three of their stars weren't on the court at the same time. They beat the Minnesota Timberwolves 133-115. I think it snapped the seven-game winning streak for the Timberwolves. Kevin Durant went out there and played basketball. He had 31 points. Devin Booker comes back after five games with a busted up calf. Devin Booker shows up and says, here's 31 points. And Bradley Beal, he said, I can't show up to work. My back hurts. And there you have it. And the Phoenix Suns still end up winning. They have a record of 5-6. Minnesota, 8-3. 855-212-4CBS. Mike is calling from Baltimore.
Hey, how you doing, JR?
Good.
Yeah. I think I was holding on about the you said athlete that you were most holding to or whatever.
Well, what's on your mind? Just say what's on your mind.
Okay. Well, yeah. Well, I was talking about basically it would be like our rookie of the year, the Orioles, Gunnar Henderson. But JR, I want to run a 100th of a marathon with you, and I'm not taking no for an answer, man. Come on, we can do this. 100.
You
want to
walk around the block? I'll walk. Okay.
I'll walk
around the block. Let's do that. Make sure I can make sure somewhere I could walk outside with an open beverage. Okay.
Yes. Yes.
You
want
to walk
somewhere
up and down Bourbon Street with me, or you want to go to the Inner Harbor?
We can do that.
When's the last time you were at the Inner Harbor?
Probably maybe about 3 weeks ago. It's really not the same. They trying to revitalize it because it's kind of dead down there now. You know.
Well, it's not dead. I can get stabbed over there.
Nah, it's not that bad. Oh. It's probably one of the safest places in the city that they.
The
harbor.
Yeah. Oh, well, all things considered, you're probably right, Mike. Well, thank you.
Yeah. Okay, John. Nice talk to you, buddy.
All right. Take care, Mike. Thank you. I'll walk anywhere I could carry a drink. And ain't too many of them places in the country. Rick is calling from Northern Michigan. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Rick?
Hey, JR and Shep. Thanks for taking my call. Calling in for two reasons again, just like last time. The first is to say that, well, I'm speaking for my fellow listeners, that I'm thankful for you, JR, not screaming and yelling and hollering into the microphone over every little thing. Like,
you're welcome.
So, and Kellerman and Stephen A. Smith, and also for not acting like a frat boy bully like Mr. Jim Rome. So we are very appreciative of that of you.
Well, thanks. I can only be me, so thank you. I appreciate that.
Love it. And then the second thing is, since I'm a Michigander and I bleed green, no pun intended, I'm a Michigan State fan, it's getting kind of hard to keep defending Draymond Green. That was a little much the other night. It kind of made me sick, unfortunately, that he's representing the green and white like that.
Well, when is somebody going to choke him out?
That's kind of getting to the point. I kind of thought, well, where was Gobert's teammates? Maybe could have gave him a little smack on the face or something to rip Draymond off of Gobert. Well, I just, you know, like it's just disappointing being a big time Spartan fan. And, you know, he was really great at the school and he just kind of keeps going over the edge, over the top many times. And it's kind of tiring. So I was kind of just, wanted to throw that out there, buddy.
Well, thank you. Appreciate you, Rick. Thank you for calling from Northern Michigan. You know, I don't know where it exists. I'm sure it exists somewhere on a drive. I met Draymond. I don't even know what Final Four it was, but he wasn't playing in it. And I had met him. A buddy of mine introduced me to him, and we did an interview. And at that time, Draymond Green. Okay, yeah, sure, bring him over. I got to see what that interview is. I've never met him ever again since then, which is odd. Tim is calling from Mobile, Alabama. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Tim?
Hey, JR, it's an honor to be on with you tonight, and I appreciate everything you do. I always wanted to talk about Mike Tomlin and the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Sure.
And I'll try to do a better job of pausing so you can get a word in. This is my second time call. I just watched his press conference. Mike Tomlin is the most straight shooter, best coach, you know, in the NFL, period. He's taken a team that, you know, is lost yard, total yardage, whatever, nine straight games, and they're 6-3. And it's phenomenal. They just win.
Yeah. And, I don't know if I'd go as far to call him the best coach. Does he get the most out of what he's given? Is he a master motivator? I would absolutely say so. But, man, I got to tell you, when the Steelers, every now and then when they hit the skids, people in Pittsburgh, my friends are telling me that, oh, my God, he has to go. Like, that's the attitude that I get in the city sometimes, man. So not everybody feels the same way about him as you do.
Well, I think that is a load of crap.
Okay.
Excuse my French.
Yeah,
but he's much better than Cowher ever was.
Oh, my
because
God.
Cowher didn't have the guts to take a chance. And, you know, just like when he says
– with Slash? I mean, he threw Cordell out there.
Yeah, he threw Cordell out there because Cordell had talent. But it was between
him
and –
he didn't even start off as the quarterback. How can we say that, you know, he didn't have no guts to change or do something different?
Well, I mean, Cowher's a great coach. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, okay,
but Tomlin takes the chances that Cowher wouldn't. And
all right. Well, the game is also different now.
I'm not going to put it – yeah, it is. I'm not going to put him ahead of Chuck Knoll because Chuck Knoll has four Super Bowls. And, you know, Belichick has six Super Bowls. But Tomlin, on the NFL, they said that they should rename the Coach of the Year Award the Mike Tomlin Award. And,
okay. All right. Well, that's fine. But, Tim, I got to tell you something. The show is to end. It's over.
Yes, sir.
The show's finished. It's done.
Well, I think this AFC North.
No, Tim. The show is really done. Tim, I got to leave.
Okay. Thank you so much for your call.
All right. Thank you.
I appreciate
you. Thank you, man. I'm like, what part did he get? I got to stop talking now. The JR Sport Rehero CBS Sports Radio is done. I'll be back tomorrow. Thank God we got a decent Thursday night football matchup, Cincinnati and Baltimore. If you missed a minute of tonight's show, you can hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Draymond and Watson, a top six list, people and things that I'm thankful for. I'm thankful for Shep. I'll be back tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. But don't move here on CBS Sports Radio. You should stick around because Amy Lawrence is coming up next. Feel better, Shep.
Cat lovers, listen up. Meet Felix, the pet insurance brand made just for cats. Our cats don't really have nine lives, but a lot can happen in the one they do. Felix's whisker-to-tail protection covers accidents, illness, emergency care, exam fees, and so much more. Visit felixcatinsurance.com to learn more about their customizable coverage for felines. Sorry, no dogs allowed. That's felixcatinsurance.com. Get it, meow. Insurance is underwritten by Independence American Insurance Company and produced by Independence Pet Group. Pre-existing conditions are not covered. Visit felixcatinsurance.com/terms for all terms and limitations.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Ew. Gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.